4:15, it is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
We should tell people now, this is the last Wiki Corner for a week.
Yes.
You're off next week, so soak this one in. Do all your learning today.
Yes.
Right, so what are we learning about?
Well, unfortunately, it's sort of a sad note to end on.
Oh,
but we lost a legend this week.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Daryl Dragon.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Captain of Captain and Tennille.
Yeah.
He passed away on Wednesday.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, very sad.
But Daryl Dragon is a great name.
That is an amazing... At first, when I saw the name, I'm like, that's not his actual name. But it is. That's his actual, like, born, given name.
The dragons.
Name.
Is that where the dragons live?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was actually...
Mr. Dragon.
His father, he was born into a musical family. His father was a conductor, composer, and arranger.
Oh.
So he was, you know, brought up in all of that. His familiar image and stage name came from his time as a keyboard player with the Beach Boys.
Okay.
From 1967 to 1972. Beach Boys lead singer Mike Love gave him the nickname Captain Keyboard, and it stuck. Captain Keyboard.
I like that.
It stuck.
Yeah.
And Dragon began wearing a nautical captain's hat to go along with the name. As captain in Captain and Tennille, Dragon was frequently silent and a man of very few words, playing a foil to his outgoing, vivacious wife, Tony Tennille.
He was the teller of Captain and Tennille.
That's right. Yeah, he kind of was.
Yeah.
So Captain met Tennille in 1971. Tony Tennille was the co-writer of an ecology-themed musical called Mother Earth.
That's a must-see.
At that time, Dragon was working as a keyboardist for the Beach Boys. When Tennille's show was preparing to move from San Francisco to Southern California, a call was put out for a replacement keyboardist, and Dragon was between tours at the time. So he met Tennille in San Francisco, auditioned, and ended up landing the gig.
Hey, good for him.
Dragon later reciprocated by recommending Tony Tennille to the Beach Boys when the band needed an additional keyboardist, and they hired her, and she ended up touring with them for a year, and she is the one and only ever Beach Girl in the Beach Boys.
Look at that.
She was the only
Tony Tennille, the Beach Girl,
to ever, yeah, to be with the Beach Boys.
Oh, nice.
So realizing their collaborative potential once the tour was over, Tennille and Dragon began performing as a duo and became very popular in the Los Angeles area, which led to a recording contract with A&M Records. The duo recorded a cover version of the Neil Sedaka song Love Will Keep Us Together in 1975 that became a huge success and eventually went on to win the 1975 Grammy Award for Record of the Year.
Oh,
so big hit.
Yeah, it's a big time.
Over the next few years, Captain and Tennille released a string of hit singles, mostly from their first two albums. In July of 1976, they were invited by First Lady Betty Ford to perform in the East Room of the White House in the presence of Queen Elizabeth II and President Gerald Ford during the country's bicentennial celebration.
Wow.
They performed their song Muskrat Love. I don't know why they would choose that song to play at the White House, but they did. They played Muskrat Love at the White House.
Right.
And unfortunately, after a long journey, the Queen fell asleep during their show.
Well, have you heard Muskrat Love?
Yes.
I'm not sure it was the journey.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, just being in the White House, playing your song, and looking out and just seeing Queen Elizabeth nodding
off? Was she snoring? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Did her crown fall off when she, like, because I assume,
right,
you know, I know how it is when I fall asleep, like on the plane or something.
Yeah, right.
If I was wearing a crown, which I'm not, it certainly would fall off.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know.
Okay.
So such was the level of their popularity that they were given their own television variety show.
Wow.
The Captain and Tennille TV show aired from September 1976 to March of 1977 on ABC.
Long run.
It featured musical numbers and comedy sketches performed with various guest stars. However, despite solid rating success, the duo wanted to focus on their music and touring career. And so after one season, they asked to be released from their contract.
So they left.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in September of 2010, Tennille announced that her husband had developed a neurological condition which caused him to have tremors, and she also indicated that the condition was debilitating to Dragon's abilities as a musician.
Mm.
So that's sad.
That is very sad.
Tenille and Dragon got married November 11th, 1975, but divorced in July of 2014 after 39 years of marriage. Wow. Despite their divorce, Dragon and Tenille remained close friends until his death from complications of renal failure on January 2nd in Prescott, Arizona. And Tenille was at his side when he died.
All right.
So
that's a
very sad.
Very sad.
Sad way
to
start the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You picked out a record from Captain and Tenille, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play their song, Shop Around.
Oh, okay. Great. Queen, stay awake, Queenie. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.